Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three, we've been simulcasting on X Spaces, or Spaces X, for the last 30 minutes. And we've got the producer of the Top Spaces program, Nick Santor, on with us.
Nick Sordor,
with Mario Nafal. And so, Nick, all the work you're doing here, you've raised some of the best questions and best comments so far. What else do you want to say?
No, I mean, we have another great panel up here on stage here. You've got Dom, you've got Liz Churchill now. You know, you've got a lot of other friends that we have here on X Spaces. I think you should jump to some of them for a little bit.
Well, Nick Sordor, you've asked some incredible questions. We're going to go to the other people, and you're going to hang on with us. But keep you. What else? Yeah, you've asked the best questions, better than I would have said. And so what else do you want to say?
Well, I mean, you know, we were before the break, we were talking about what's going on these college campuses and who is backing these and why. And, you know, a question that I get constantly, you know, as we've been covering these live from the ground at UT Austin in particular, I go around and there's every single day thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of supplies that are brought in by the truckload. You know, food, dozens of pizzas at the same time to all these protesters. They have people handing them out that they're literally staffed with handing out these goods. And then you have legal observers everywhere. And these are extremely well put together riots and protests and riots. And the question that I get all the time is who is funding them and why? You know, they say possibly George Soros.
Oh, no, he funds the Tide Foundation, you know, Sunrise Group, all of them. He's the main funder of the State Department.
But the real
group is the CIA.
Why?
It's a great question. To build towards the Summer of Rage ahead of Trump being elected, the left has said in mainstream news they're going to stage riots when Trump gets reelected and try to drive him from office.
And do you think it's working? Is that effective? Because it seems to me like this is going to end up backfiring because people are getting, you know, these massive groups of easily brainwashed young people that are on these campuses are actually pissed off, increasingly pissed off at Joe Biden. People that would have voted for Joe Biden are no longer voting for Joe Biden because they think he's complicit in a genocide in Palestine.
Absolutely. I think it will backfire if we don't have right-wing provocateurs like they had January 6th go in and shoot mortar fireworks at them that can kill people, and if they don't, you know, do things like that. So they're looking for a Kent State event to be victims, and that's why, you know, anybody that goes in there is being attacked or doing struggle sessions, all of it. I don't support them, but I support their right to free speech. I don't support their right to commandeer things and keep Jewish students out of schools. So, yeah, look, it's a dialectic to create a crisis, to create destabilization. Nick, anything else?
No, sir, I'll stick around for a while, though.
All right, we're going to do a one-minute break and join a whole bunch of radio stations, folks, because you're not just on X Spaces, you're not just at Infowars.com with all our millions of viewers. We are simulcasting over 300 radio stations, over 100 TV and cable stations, and they have breaks, so we've got to join a bunch of stations that don't carry the first 5 minutes. We're going to go to break for 1 minute. Come back and join them. We're going to skip some of the breaks. We'll have plenty of time. It'll be like 25 minutes to the next break. People keep explaining, why is there breaks here? Because it's old media merged with new media, okay? And the old media is going away. We get that. But tell us who we're going to go to first when we come back.
Got Dom Luker, Liz Churchill, Lumi Casanova, Lala, Chief, Kristen, Tupac. I mean, we have so many speakers lined up. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and I had Liz Churchill already booked today, but because of the James O'Keefe thing, I got that. I cleared the deck, so I'm glad she's still going to be on. I apologize to her. So look forward to having her on with us as well, and Don Luker and everybody else. And so real quick, Chase, how do people follow you on X?
You just follow me at Real Chase Geyser. I'm in the space right now as a co-host, so if you tap on my profile picture right next to Alex's at the top, you can follow me there.
All right, 60 seconds. We're coming back. I'm going to try to shut up now and just boom, 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 get to your comments as speakers on this X live event simulcast, the Alex Jones Show. You can also find us at band.video and InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before my time.
Crank it up. What's coming next? All right. Chase Geyser on this live spaces. Again, O'Keefe about to drop a huge bombshell about the CIA coup against America that is so huge. Everybody, this is going to go mega viral. Who's up next?
Let's go to Dom Luker. Dom, what's up? Still with us, Dom.
Yo, how's it going?
All right.
Hey, Dom, good to have you. Go ahead.
Sure. Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother.
I don't know if this is a question or...
Now, what's your take on what's happening?
I think it's just validating everything that you've been saying over the years, that the CIA is in control of most of the narratives that we see from day to day. And it just feels like a lot of the quote unquote, you know, red pill content that would have been considered low key or underground is starting to be considered mainstream and easily acceptable. So I think it's great, the expose.
What do you think the system's going to do as everything they do gets exposed?
I believe they'll change form. They'll change their form. They'll change their plan. But at the end of the day, they won't stop fighting because, you know, in the forces of good and evil, it's a never-ending battle. So at the end of the day, I do think we'll have a lot of strives. I think we'll have a lot of wins. But we're going to force them to change their approach. But nonetheless, I think they will continue to fight and try to control the masses.
You know, what's really interesting to me is for the last couple of years, if you've been following Mike Pompeo on social media, he's been posting content as if similar to like Nikki Haley. As if he was planning to run for president at some point or maybe teasing the idea. It seems like the CIA is always trying to run their own candidate.
Well, it was a Wall Street coup. There was a Wall Street coup in 1947 with the National Security Act. And even the president at the time, a year after it got set up, came out and said that this was a terrible idea. We shouldn't have done this. So they're above the law. No one can review what they're doing. And it's been a corporate coup with the Federal Reserve since then. Federal Reserve coup in 1913. They got operational control in 1947. They killed the president in 1963. And then they had a coup against President Trump in 2020.
Absolutely disgusting stuff.
Dom Luker, anything else, brother?
As of right now, I just feel like we're taking a win on the whole information war and the war on the culture. I mean, when these things comes out, we used to see a lot of backlash. You would typically see a lot of backlash against O'Keefe from mainstream media, etc. But their silence itself is very loud to me. There's a time they would fight back, call people conspiracy theorists, call them crazy. Now they're quiet because the people are listening and they're believing it. So I think just the lack of backlash, if you may, it just really shows and validates that we've been winning the culture war, and I'm super excited for what's coming up.
I could not say it that good myself. And by the way, it was Diana Ross was the leader of the Supremes. My mom's a big fan of Diana Ross. A lot of Diana Ross records when I was growing up. I'm like, what's that lady's name? I can't believe I couldn't remember it. Diana Ross.
I'd forgotten. I obviously know who the Supremes are.
She died a couple years ago. She had an amazing voice. All right. Great points, Dom Luker. Who's up next?
Let's go to Liz Churchill. Liz.
Hi, everyone. Yes, I think we're winning. This wouldn't be necessary. I think that the CIA is a collection of communist human garbage that all belong in prison. I think that they have pretty much every country captured, including Canada. That's my opinion, of course. But I don't think that they are as strong as they once used to be, because the information coming out about them is the truth, and it's exactly what InfoWars has been saying for a very long time.
Well, that's right. A CIA coup against America using our money and power for their own corporate interest will only work if people aren't aware of them. But once people know there's a man behind the curtain, like Wizard of Oz,
right,
it's game over. Let's keep going.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. So when you see communist human garbage, like the CIA, which is exactly what Chase and you had said previously, you have to look in regards to the presidential candidates. It always comes out that it's the one that the CIA chooses. And so the question becomes, how did America get to a place where the CIA is choosing the American president? And this is the problem. People have to understand that the deep state is real. They're working against Trump. They're working against the people. And they've been doing so for a very, very long time.
Well, if you look at how third world countries always fall, it's their intelligence agencies that take it over.
Yes.
They use the trust they've got to take over. It's been done here.
Exactly. And then when you factor in the various forms of asymmetric warfare, like, for example, we can incorporate Rockefeller medicine. We can talk about the various NGOs. We can talk about the multitude of other facets that contribute to this awful conglomerate of the CIA. And that's exactly what we're dealing with. So until people understand that the deep state is real, then nothing changes. I do believe that more and more people are beginning to see the madness, because it's inescapable. And once we get to a point where eventually it will all collapse, as per your guest previously, Dr. Kirk Elliott, I think that's where we will see people come together in unison. Because
no, I totally agree. And we use the Toto moment. When Toto, the little dog, who represents, you know, just indomitable courage, pulls back the curtain, they try to pull it back. But once the curtain's already been pulled open, there's no pulling it back. It's just a process of them losing.
That's right. And what you see right now is damage control, because the voices of the people are now exceeding the propaganda MSM. People are no longer believing that Trump is a Russia agent, that he's failing in the, like, none of it makes sense. And people are not buying the lies anymore.
By the way, I would criticize Trump. He supported Mike Johnson and the $60 billion to Ukraine.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's a big problem I've got with Trump. It's actually the opposite. That's one of his weaknesses. Russian agent. It's absolutely preposterous. So the curtain's been pulled back. They've been exposed. And when we see these CIA agents, you're going to see when this O'Keefe thing breaks in less than 4 hours, and I'm going to be co-hosting spaces with him. When you see how pathetic they are, do you realize this is our rulers, Liz?
Your rulers. That's correct. Those are your rulers. And you posted a very accurate video several months ago about a transgender mute that looked like an abomination from hell. And you said this is your average CIA asset. And that is true. These are the people running the show behind the scenes.
They've hired anti-human, pissed off people that will carry out their transhumanist agenda. It's simple.
Well, they're all very blackmailed. We have to remember, that's where Jeffrey Epstein and all of those other operations come into play, because there's a reason why they are as disturbed and as sinister as they are.
And let's be clear, they're the island of broken toys. We're not the ones breaking them. They're literally breaking society to create people mad at society to then organize and attack the general public when it's like the leftists saying, oh, we're woke. We've got all this corporate funding. You're the establishment, Liz.
Yes, so what they're doing is they're creating their own island of misfit toys, and they're demanding that everybody be a misfit just like them, and by stating that governments and corporations will force you to become a misfit is no longer working. It's not working. People do not want to be injected with a biological agent acting as a vaccine every 3 months. They do not want their children sexually mutilated and sterilized. They do not want their airplanes and all of our infrastructure run on people based on their diversity. This is madness. People are slowly waking up to the asymmetric warfare that is plaguing their livelihood.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Keep going. This is the key to everything. They've got to blame black, white. They've got to have us fight during this. That's why they're funding all the different sides instead of transcending it and saying, you got AI taking over my car. You go update your car,
right,
your digital car, and it says, we'll tell you where you, when you can start your car now.
Right.
And Germany says, we're going to ban people driving cars on the weekend. I mean, it's here, folks. Reject it. Stop complying. You saw what they did during COVID. Yeah, it backfired. They're going to come back with more stuff.
Exactly. Well, and I think it was Benjamin Franklin who said a small leak can sink a great ship. And I think that's what we're seeing here with Axe, is that this little, it's not a little platform.
Exposes it all.
This little example of freedom of speech is enough to sink the whole entire ship.
Because it calls a lie. But and when you say little, you're right. It's not little. It's doubled in reach and people, and is now the dominant forum in 2 years.
Yes, especially in countries that try to censor it. I mean, you go to Brazil, it's like the number one app.
The globalists already own everything. There'll be life extension. Everything's going to happen. Get out of the way of people. Stop being greedy. Step aside. You can still be the main, you know, people. Because I believe in sending tyrants to islands like the Napoleon.
Yeah.
If we try to take them out, they'll do a nuclear war. I'd be willing to make a deal. You guys just go over here. You can still be super rich. You get the live extension. Just stop it. But they're not going to do that.
Right.
They'll be hung like Mussolini.
Well, maybe that's what Elon's been trying to do with SpaceX.
He's
about sending the elite to Mars.
He's doing a plan B. He's giving them a plan B. He's saying, you guys might need to stop this plan. It's not going to work. See, he's very scientific. So he's like, hey, your plan's not going to work. You need to stop. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Liz Churchill, any other comments?
Well, I was just going to say that ultimately what you said in regards to how this is all happening right now, information is truly the key. We have to remember this is a completely different battlefield. This is not like World War One or Two, where you were trained and sent off into kinetic warfare. The people that are speaking up right now are the soldiers. The people that are speaking out right now are the ones distributing the information. And you cannot stop doing this whatsoever. You need to, about a year ago, you played a video. I would suggest you replay it again. It's called After the Great Reset, where you see humanity locked into barracks where they're receiving their CBDC coins and remembering the good times before tyranny, where they were loaded up onto buses, because we are there.
Oh, that's a Russian emigrate to Canada.
Alberta. Yes.
Who's never done anything political, but he saw the tyranny and he made this. And I wish it got 100 million views, only got like 10 million. It's so, in fact, find that After the Great Reset cartoon. It's like 3 minutes long. We'll play it after the break. Liz Churchill, you are awesome. We'll get you on as a guest soon. You know why I canceled you that? I couldn't tell you earlier today. I had you on as a guest and then this O'Keefe thing broke, so we wanted to, you know, do that. But I'm going to have you on as a guest soon.
Yeah, I spoke with Daria for quite a while, and no, it's completely good. No, we're good, we're good. Anytime, she has my private number to text me anytime, and I will respond as soon as I receive that text.
Well, O'Keefe and Dr. Malone are on tomorrow, but next week, please come on with us. I won't cancel you unless something else breaks like this, so I'm glad you were still here.
Oh, no problem. I'll just stay listening. I'm busy today right now anyways. So I'll stay listening, and I can jump in any time you request me to, but I really appreciate coming on your space. And I was just on a podcast, Joe Rambo. He's excellent as well. He's here on Twitter. So anytime you want me to jump in, let me know. And, yeah, Fight Tyranny, play that video because it needs to be played at least, 100 million times.
That's right. And Liz, how do people find you and follow your excellent work?
Well, I'm banned everywhere, unfortunately.
But you're on X, too.
Absolutely everywhere. I'm on X. Yes, the only place I'm on is X. I'm not on Facebook. I'm
every
not
time I say
else.
I'm on X, I think I'm in college again. I'm on X. All right, thank you, Liz. Right, let's get a few more in right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to the blue-collar intellectual. You've been patiently raising your hand. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir.
All right, thank you for having me up.
You're welcome.
I think what we're seeing right now is the intersectional Marxists and their globalist allies have successfully pulled out their plan, and I think we are going to see more race-related violence. There's enough engagement farmers and grifters on both sides.
Oh, they're going to hype the living dead. Yeah, exactly. The white supremacists are going to hype it, and then the communists are going to hype it. Damn right. The white supremacists are just as guilty feeding into this.
Oh, yes. And the problem that it is, like, I'm biracial. I don't have a winning side of this. White people win, I lose. Black people win, I lose. No, no. The only thing that saves me is America.
Well, you're a human. So that's what you are.
Exactly. I'm a American, and this is where I keep saying when we're going to debate the left, regardless of the intersectional Marxists, we need to remember it's not about debating the person across the aisle from us. This is not a political collegiate debate. Okay? This is competing sales pitches for the vision of America. We need to be inspiring because these young children who are out, they don't know a damn thing. They're not educated. What they need, what they're gravitating around is a cause because they have nothing in their lives to live for. The government, these intersectional Marxists have basically convinced us all to discount each other's grievances and to fight amongst each other so that they can escape our righteous condemnation, because the reality is that we're all living with the government's boot on our neck, and as long as we keep fighting each other, we can't take the boot off. It's the black flag. Save America.
Absolutely. They're launching their attack. As we knew, all the movies, Civil War, all of it, they are pre-programming it. And I believe that, yes, that they've launched it successfully, but it's going to fail. What do you think is going to happen?
I think it is going to fail. As my friend Sonny Johnson keeps reminding me, America has never failed to raise a generation that will save it from itself.
Hmm.
And I think that's correct. And we're seeing that with young Gen Z men. We just saw on campus yesterday, I was in that space with Nick Sordas. We were watching live coverage, and you saw those young boys as they were attempting to rip down the American flag and raise up a Palestinian flag, step in, grab the flag, and stand there with their arms raised above their head for hours on end, making sure that American flag did not touch the ground, that a foreign flag was not raised on American soil. That generation right there is what is going to save the country. Black, white, Asian, indifferent, it doesn't matter.
And by the way, it's not that America's perfect, but it's a symbol they want to take down. I agree. Blue collar intellectual. Is that on your X account? Because we want to play that video.
Yes, I did post on my X account. I can post it in the purple pill and make it easier for you guys to find. I reposted it from yesterday. It was an absolutely beautiful photo. I couldn't be more inspired. As a veteran, I couldn't. I understand people protesting. I disagree with burning the flag. I disagree with letting it touch the ground. I disagree with all that. I understand you have the right. I can also say that I don't have the intestinal fortitude to watch you do it in front of me without beating your ass. Like, as a Marine, I have brothers who are draped in that flag. I'm not going to let you do it without beating your ass. As somebody who ran for office, I said I wanted to represent that flag and serve it, and I just can't watch somebody do that.
Well, let's expand on that. They'll demonize it all day, but it's the best house in a bad neighborhood. They want to replace it with their rainbow flag, their satanic flag, their New World Order flag, and it symbolizes who we are and our freedoms and our liberty and our culture. So if we let them attack it, we have given everything up. That's why the symbol is so important. Thank you so much, sir. We'll be right back with more of your comments live. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
But I always did it for the right reason, and I've learned from my mistakes. And I'll tell you this right now, we're stronger now than we've ever been. And I'm so honored to be here with all of you today, reaching millions of people And whether you're old, young, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, I don't care. God made you, and I stand with you against this tyranny. And I want to unify against the AI New World to take over and this satanic mark of the beast. And we'll be overcome for a season. The Bible tells us that. But that's in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter and in overtime, we win. We can see it. You can smell it. Yeah, right now there's an evil wave coming in, and right now we're rising against it, but we're setting the battle space for the future. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right.
Never compromise what's right. And uphold your family name.
That's why they say we're the devil. That's why they say we're liars. That's why they say we hurt people. It's just the opposite.
I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's
All right.
day. But I still believe what makes a man really has...
All right, the video was put out over a year ago. It's Beyond the Reset by a Canadian. It's a 22-minute video. I'm not going to air the whole thing. We're in a spaces right now. We can't upload stuff. As soon as this is over, I'll go about 15 minutes the next hour. And then... Jason Burmes takes over and did a great job the last 45 minutes. We're going to go right back to your comments and live statements on X here. But it's Beyond the Reset. We're going to post the whole thing back up in about an hour from now at Real Alex Jones. And it is powerful, and I'm glad Liz Churchill reminded me, because there's been so much powerful stuff out there. This is one of the most powerful things out there, and it needs to get out so it will. Chase Geiser, you're in here. You're a smart guy. I've been interrupting you and everybody else. A few minutes about what you think about what's happening in the world right now. I have this huge O'Keefe CIA coup against America bombshell that's about to drop. I've seen it. It's incredible. I can't give you the details. It breaks at 5 p.m. Eastern today, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. And then we'll go right back to these spaces commenters. But what else you want to add?
Well, I think there's a phrase, and I don't have the Declaration of Independence memorized, but isn't there a phrase or a paragraph that's specifically about how people, human beings in general, are inclined to suffer the injustices of tyranny for too long?
Yeah, that's how it starts.
That's how it starts, right?
And in fact, guys, pull up the Declaration of Independence. So it says people are, tend to suffer tyrannies for a long
way
time.
Beyond the point that they actually should. And so my concern is not whether or not we will win, Alex. My concern...
How much suffering
is coming. I look at my little girls. I got two daughters. One's going to turn one this month. Another's 3 years old. And I don't want them to have to go through suffering unnecessary. So we here in the studio, Alex Jones, for years, and our audience is aware of what's going on. And I just hope that we can build enough awareness so we can prevent the mass famines and the starvation.
Well, the globalists admit that's why they don't need to have children, because something biological happens when you have children.
Right. You love your family more than the state.
And then when you hit about 48, 50, and now the children are grown, something even more clicks. And then you're like... You're an individual. Everybody worries about individualism, saying at least. No. As an individual, you make decisions that are best for you and everybody around you, for the collective, not a globalist directive, communist directive collective.
Right.
At 50 now, I am like not a communist collectivist, but a spiritual collectivist. Now everything is about the people, because I'm going to die. They're going to live on. We live on through them.
Right. Well, my wife gives me a hard time for the hours that I work sometimes, and she's a wonderful woman, but I say, look, I know you want me to spend time with my family, but I'm not going to have a family if I don't have a country. Everything we do here is for our families. And the
well, that's right. You think the military wants to go away for a year or 2 years?
Right.
But the country's going to be overrun. You got to do it.
Exactly. So those are just sort of my thoughts. I just pray that we can solve this problem before it really manifests. And I'm optimistic that we can. I just hope that I can see this victory in my lifetime, and it's not going to be two or three generations from now after suffering the likeness of which the world has never seen.
And that's beautifully said. And here's the bottom line. No one intellectually can look at where we're at and not say this is the worst form of tyranny ever seen. If it continues, it leads to hell we've never seen. Yeah. There's no doubt now, folks, this is as bad as it can get. So the only thing we got to do is admit it. Put the Declaration of Independence back up. Great job pulling it up. As the Declaration of Independence made clear, the long trend of abuses and usurpations and the tyranny exhibited over these states forced the colonists to alter their former system of government. In such circumstances, Jefferson explained that it is the people's right and their duty to overthrow in response of the repressive system. But yeah, but the full quote is, people are long used to putting up with tyranny and Guys, print the Declaration of Independence. Just print it to me. It's in the first three paragraphs. I got to read this now. I never was OCD, but I'm here 30 years ago. I'm very OCD, like you're saying. You want to know the exact quote. So give me that. I'll read it. Just print me the whole thing. I know where it's at. Who's up next?
All right, let's go straight to Kristen. Kristen's been patiently waiting with her hand up. Kristen, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, ma'am.
Hey, Alex. It's Kristen Megan, your favorite geoengineering whistleblower.
Welcome.
I just wanted to say it's nice to talk to you and not freeze in your studio. So, Chase, I hope you have a blanket. I just wanted to say that, you know, I was listening to the show earlier, and I have obviously been listening to you since, like, 2006. And I appreciate so much your humility and how you reground yourself to where you're presenting the information in a way that people that have casted you out before, people that listened to you and didn't want to admit it, you're inviting a whole new slew of people to come in and learn. And the biggest thing is we are putting out fires on a global scale on a multitude of different topics. I, for one, am headed to the World Health Organization in Geneva at the end of this month. And I think if Dr. Kat Lindley is in here, she might be there too. But we are fighting so many things. And you talk all the time about just getting along and no infighting. So we have to also respect different passions that people have. We're all, you know, from election integrity to health freedom to social media censorship. We've really got to make sure that we hold tight our hands right now more than ever and set aside our differences, because as sad as this is, I really do think we have to hit rock bottom before people start to realize how sociopathic our government is. And I am looking forward to what is going to premiere with James O'Keefe this evening, because I think right before the election, this is the best thing that can happen to people who, you know, I get bashed all the time because people know I've worked with you and been on your show. And I'm like, he's right. So now people can start posting and recruiting people to watch your show. And I love that Elon brought you back on this platform, Alex, because you are reaching a whole new audience, which I hope is bringing in more revenue so that you can continue to do this. So I just wanted to thank you for your new demeanor and your new tone, because I'll love you no matter what, but I have heard from people that you are a lot more palatable in the way that you're presenting the information. So I just wanted to thank you.
Well, I've been on air 30 years, so I've gone through different transformations. There's no, people always say, like, Jones is calculated. He's doing this now. I just say what I think is the truth. It's so easy, too. I don't think about what's the political repercussions or what does this group think. I really try to say what I really am understanding. And at 50 years old, doing this 30 years, I think I've got a lot more knowledge than I used to have. I did good work before exposing basic things. But I used to be kind of more of a maniac and get pissed off and do all these things. But, you know, I mean, we're down to the wire here now, and I just really see that they're trying to divide us, and there's real reasons we're divided. It's not saying those aren't real things, but at the end of the day, they're manipulating those. We've got to transcend that, so that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I will say, too, Alex, sometimes when I'm having a hard time falling asleep and I don't want to listen to a podcast, what I'll do is I'll go back and listen to the Alex Jones Show on this day 10 years ago or on this day 20 years ago, because every once in a while I find an amazing clip of something you predicted that's happening now. Last week was the Ukraine stuff, and I've noticed that you have gotten – you're in your prime right now on air. And I'm not just saying that because you're my boss and Inda Brown knows you. I don't give a damn about that. You know me well enough. No, I don't give a damn.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So the point is, this is really already there.
And you know what's really scary about it is that once you understand it and how quick and dynamic it is in different languages, and it can be used in any country for any agenda, it's almost like the wet dream of the totalitarian control. Because basically, for instance, on these spaces, you may think there's thousands or millions of people, but there might just be quite a lot of bots running things, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. And I don't know, the more you go down the rabbit hole, the more you realize what they can do, the scarier it gets. And I really do think that it needs to be a conversation for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, the big question is Adrian Dittman a bot of Elon Musk?
I mean, I don't think so. I think he's just a guy who's mastered his voice.
Legally, I wouldn't answer that. Because
yeah, but let's go beyond that. It isn't just mastering the voice. In live time, it gives Elon Musk answers.
Yeah, the guy's brilliant, for sure. But I think Adrian's a real guy. You should actually, Nick Stordor, I know you're
listening. Well, I challenge. We'll pay. We'll find first class here. Adrian Dittman, I want you in studio. I want to see Adrian Dittman sit right where you are and do what you're doing.
Okay. I like that challenge. Yeah, come in studio. Do it. Release the Kraken.
First class, hotel, plane. Where does Adrian Dittman claim he lives?
I don't think he says.
Oh, yeah, come on. It's either Elon Musk or it's an AI bot. Come on, man. You can't fake that.
I'm going to master
it. It's just not a stressed out Elon. Flight. It's a comfortable Elon.
Yeah, I mean, he's amazing.
Who do you think Adrian Dittman is?
I don't think Lumi wants to answer it. Lumi, unmute. Say what you got to say.
He's a real person. He's a real person. He's a genius, and he happens to sound like Elon. But I wouldn't focus on that. It's a distraction from actually what is happening. And I really do have a lot of respect for the guy. I've been on his stage a few times, and he's a great guy. But by focusing on that, it distracts us, and it makes it a novelty. When you listen to this bot, it can do anyone. So literally anyone. Anything, and my point is that's what we got to realize is the real danger, because he might be actually trying to help us, but because he sounds like Elon, we find it funny. We got to make sure we get everything right. But anyway,
okay, so we go to your channel and we can see examples of you with a $3,000 computer program. You can do anything you want.
Pretty much, and literally, when you see this, Alex, you're gonna laugh your head off. We had you having a debate with Biden, and you both were having great points while you were talking in various different personality types, and it's really kind of funny because from an artistic point of view, it can be really kind of fun, yeah. But from a national security point of view, or from social engineering or narrative control, it's very dangerous. You know?
No, I agree, but let's expand on that. I don't like fact checkers funded by the CIA and Microsoft saying what's real. We know that's all fake. Well, we had a group we was transparent and organized of certified human voices so that you know you're talking, you know, to a Tucker Carlson or an Elon Musk or an Alex Jones or a Joe Rogan or a Liz Churchill or a Dom Luker or whoever, so that you know that's the person. Because I think that's where the future is going to be. I think people put a post up the other day, like bullets, saying the currency of the future. No, truth is the currency of the future. I think the lies are going to get so bad, people are going to really learn only the truth will set you free.
It's hard to install or instill these policies or parameters to correct for the just ignorance or just the fact that people are not going to know whether...
Well, the genie's out of the bottle. I mean, people right. Put AI out of me, and I get called thinking it's real.
Right, but I can't think of a system that wouldn't be abused that would...
But there's already a low-tech version for decades. People will send letters or emails threatening judges, threatening people in my name.
Right.
And I get calls and lawsuits, and I'm like, that's not me. Right. So the spoofing is something like swatting. It's an old thing.
Absolutely. I think the question really is how long has this been going on for? So it makes me wonder how much time I've spent wasted debating bots on social media platforms.
Well, that's right.
About various issues.
No, exactly. You're talking, exactly. So, I mean, that's really what we're talking about. But there's beyond the bots today, yeah. Take Sandy Hook. Never said these things, never did these things, barely covered it. They just create a giant thing that I'm peeing on graves and doing all this. It becomes this thing that I am. Right. That's the corporate media.
You tell a lie often enough, people will begin to believe it.
But then when it hits court, you got to have a rigged court case. You can't have the truth come out.
Right.
Then you got to protect it. Then you got to go on HBO premiere. It's out by Southwest. You have the judge using flashbulbs. And I mean, it's all a movie to them, folks. It's all a narrative. You've got to understand any narrative they're pushing is pure poison. That's the first rule. You see it on ABC News. You see it on CNN, most of the stuff on Fox News, you see something on HBO, it's cyanide pills, folks. Who's up next?
Let's go next to Caroline for Congress. Caroline, go ahead.
Well, thanks so much for having me on the show, and I had this weird feeling that you'd go to me next, even though I wasn't the next hand, but thanks for having me. I'm beyond excited to be here, and I'm beyond excited, and I understand the weight of what James O'Keefe is about to do this evening. I tried to primary an ex-FBI agent who is in Congress, and he's a deep stater, and I reaped the consequences, because it's not really, but there was rewards on the other side of that. The reward comes only because the victory becomes that I went all the way through, though I was unable to get onto the ballot because of the lawfaring and everything. What I was able to do is get next to the congressman, and I have information, and I have true grit, and I look forward to what James is doing. I can understand what he is doing. I'm so excited for it. We need remedy. And then I just wanted to talk about the Adrian thing real quick, or the Adrian Dedeman thing. I was around when he first came on, and he only had a couple hundred people. And the thing that I noticed about it, because I've seen this before, is what happened was people started fighting with each other to be close to him, thinking that he was Elon. So I noticed what was going on around him, and it caused chaos and confusion. It really didn't matter whether he was Elon or not Elon. It showed people a lot of people for who they were. And I've seen that tactic before, and I didn't like it. So I just separated myself from it. I don't like to be confused. If I'm confused, that is a weapon. That is not God. That is the enemy of a lower power. When I'm confused, I step away. And then I just wanted to say one more thing about the flag and how they have, over the decades, they have actually got people to come into agreement of waving other flags other than our American flag, because the people at large, unfortunately, in our country, do not understand what it means to plant a foreign flag. And with that, I'll end and let somebody
else. By the way, hold on. That's key. They're training us to be dominated, to be cucked,
yep,
to see rainbow flags, Palestinian flags.
Yes.
Exactly. They're training us. And the new Civil War movie, the American flag's a symbol of evil, and is blown up.
Yep.
It's worse, Alex. It's more diabolical than that, because what they're doing is they're actually getting you to come into agreement to be a slave. They are getting you to volunteer. And then they understand the human condition, like Mark Twain said. They understand the human condition and the unwillingness to admit that you are wrong. A man will, it's easier to fool a man than convince him he's been fooled.
Hmm. So powerful. You know, Alex, your analysis of that Civil War movie was 100% spot on. I went with several guys from the crew on a Friday night to go see it. And that movie, I thought, was one of the most brilliant pieces of propaganda that I've ever seen. I didn't agree with the message at all. I was appalled by the message. But
it was definitely next level propaganda.
It was a masterpiece of propaganda.
Well, give us your review quickly.
Well, I 100% agree with you on everything that you said. I mean, it was obvious that the right-wing patriots were the ones that were the federal government, and that the rebellion, the Civil War, was fighting against these so-called patriot fascists. And that you've got Ron Swanson up there. Everybody thinks of him as Ron Swanson because of Parks and Recreation. And that character that he was in that comedy show 10 years ago was a hardcore right-wing libertarian. Then they cast him looking exactly the same as the president, so he stands in as a Trump. And it was obvious, like, when they talk about the journalist, for example, the famous journalist, the older one played by What's-Her-Face, who was Mary Jane in Spider-Man. They talk about how her breaking story when she was coming up in her career was the Antifa massacre. So they implied that there was a massacre against the anti-fascists.
And early on, a guy with an American flag blows up.
Suicide bomber, American flag, and then the guy that just shoots down on the guys from Hong Kong with the dead bodies in the bucket. And
that's the whole whites are killing Asians.
What was appalling to me were the war crimes that were justified and made to seem heroic throughout the entire movie, whether it was firing squads shooting just captured soldiers, or whether it was in the end when they tried to surrender and they shot down the press secretary for trying to surrender, and then they shot the president.
And all the Secret Service were old white guys?
Yes.
No, they weren't young. They were old men.
Right. But the war crimes that were glorified, and they're cheering and partying together in slow motion after they just firing squatted a bunch of soldiers. Like, you don't do that.
Che Guevara killing the white troops.
Stuff we didn't even do against
them. And they posed with a dead president.
Yes. So it was, I mean, it was.
The conservatives were like, this movie's pretty good. They didn't say who the bad guy was.
Oh, man, that's just such a misunderstanding.
Well, it's CIA. That's a CIA production, bottom line.
Well, they nailed it.
All right, we're going to do 50 more minutes. Quick break, join some stations, and we're going to go to who's coming up next.
Let's see. We got Lala next, Chief next, and some others that'll add into the queue as well. Jake?
We're just going to do 15 more minutes, and then the great Jason Burmison to take over on the InfoWars feed that is on X at Real Alex Jones on InfoWars.com/show and on radio stations across the country. But we're going to go in through and beyond straight ahead. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.